Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everyone. This is Belinda Foster, and welcome you today to today's show. It's Testimonial Tuesday, and I have to say I still get goosebumps every time I hear that intro, because this is a day that is for all distributors and users of Beamer. This is your day, so I want you to go ahead right now, press one to get in the queue, because I promise you, you are going to wish you got into the queue early, because we have some special guests that you are going to want to hear from. We're very excited that we are going to be introducing three more to the host team, and I'm sure you know these folks. You may even want to share your testimonial, and there's a lot of things we can talk about because we've had a phenomenal week. So on the line with me right now is my lovely co-host and best friend who I met through this business, Miss Geralyn Johnson. Geralyn, how's everything today in Colorado?
Awesome, awesome. I just got off the pickleball court, so we're all good. Yeah, no, great, beautiful day here, so yeah, looking forward to today's show and introducing our new people that are going to help out. And, yeah, another great day for sure.
Absolutely. Geralyn, we were talking last night, and I said, you know, do you dare tell your age, or can I tell it? But you're not a spring chicken, but you're not, you know, you're not being put out in the pasture either. But you are becoming a very solid pickleball player, so much so that I'm beginning to think you probably could take some pretty tough competitions and win some medals, and who knows? I mean, you're quite an ambassador, an organic ambassador as an athlete with Beamer, and you're doing that with pickleball.
Yeah, no, it's super fun. I love it. I was a tennis player, play paddle tennis in the winter, and pickleball playing lessons. You know, not a lot of tournaments this year, so a lot of practicing, a lot of strategies because I'm a lefty. So it's a very different game when you're a lefty. So that's my main thing, though. But no, it's fun. I love it. Easy to travel with. And I'm going to get my mom going when I go back to Minnesota. She's 87. I said, you're on the course with me. She's like, okay. Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, it is such a growing sport. In fact, I was walking the beach yesterday, and I saw two ladies that come every year for their vacation, and they were headed to – they've been playing pickleball, and one of them is a former tennis pro and teaching pro with tennis. I did say tennis twice, sorry, but she is loving pickleball. But we are going to go hit some balls. I always take advantage of her time here at the beach, and I'm also at my beach place, but we're going to – hit some tennis balls this afternoon, but pickleball is fast and growing, and of course we have one of the top world's best players in pickleball. So he is Justin McGrath is such a great representative.
Tyson McGuffin.
Thank you. When I said that, all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, let me check back over with you. That, wait, what? Who is that? I just said, but Tyson McGuffin, absolutely, he is a phenomenal player, and we're just excited to have pickleball going, and that so many different ages can play and perform at very high levels. So, also today, we again want you to press one, get in the queue now. You'll be glad you did. Be sure to give us your story. You want it to be very short. We always say, hey, 90 seconds, because people would start to check out. We want to hear from as many people as possible. And the board's lit up. We have a lot of callers on the line, so I'm excited about that. So just press 1. That's how you get in that queue. Don't be nervous. It's just us. And be sure that you just tell your story. Don't list any medical names, words or medications. No need to say the word pain and go into a long drawn out history, because we want to hear from everybody today, but we do want to hear from you. And we also want to introduce some special guests that are holding on the line. So what do you think, Geraldine? Should we say who's behind door number one?
Yeah, and I can introduce them. Is that okay?
I'm going to let you do that. I was going to say, let's go for it. Door number one.
Mr. Greg Peterson, are you there?
I know
you're there, Greg. Yeah. So I met Greg at the Ram race. Yay! I think we're all the same age. Greg, you're 58, too. We're all the same age, 58, 59.
Yep.
So kind of fun. Yeah, there's a whole ton of us in Beamer that are exactly the same age, which is really fun. And I met Greg, I think we had talked prior to the Ram races, but then when he rolled through Colorado, he was driving, of course, one of the buses, and we talked and chatted and became good friends through that and seeing each other at the academies and all those good things. So, Greg, just like to introduce you. Welcome to the team. And also, you know, give us a little bit about your background. I know you're a biker. Where you live, how you found out about Beamer, and where you're at with the company too.
You bet. Well, thank you guys for such a warm, warm welcome, and thanks for putting me behind door number one and not treating me like number two. That's all I can say. So, with that, I was born and raised in Iowa, so I was always raised with everybody helping out everybody. Neighbor takes care of neighbor, and then I moved out to California to work as a paramedic. Back in 1987, worked as a paramedic for over 30 years. I've done everything from private ambulance to I was involved with Sheriff's Air Rescue, where we did all the rappels and extractions, mountain rescues, desert rescues. I was a SWAT paramedic, done it all. Was on the fire department out here for 4 years, did the vegetation fires. I worked with the DC-10 and all the large aircraft for firefighting. And throughout my whole career, I've always been helping people. And fortunately, in the health system, all I did was watch people get sicker and sicker to where I was pronouncing them dead in the field. So when I learned about Beamer, and this was in 2016, so this was 2 years before the year that we met, Geraldine, that it was a four-man bicycle team that I was a support crew member for. And I saw what the Beamer did for them. And the conviction in everybody's voices when they said, listen, when the guys get done riding, we've got to get them back to the motorhome. We've got to get them on the Beamer. They got to start their recovery. I was like, okay, what's this? This mat thing that they're laying on? And you're going to tell me, a paramedic, that this thing is helping them? Well, I saw it from my own eyes of what it did. And not only did our four guys win that year, but they beat all the eight-man teams. And that's unheard of. Our guys rode twice as many miles as an eight-man team, had half as much rest, and we still beat everybody. And so I was sold. And at that time, we did not have all the tools that we have in our arsenal now to look at, all the videos and the proper education. And so I went ahead and I purchased one without even trying it, and that was January, 1st of January, 2017, and that's the day my life changed. And then I was informed that I could become a distributor. And I was like, well, shoot, yeah, you know, I would love to share this with other people. And I just started off one at a time, just sharing it with family, with friends, and just slowly learned the process. And at that time, once again, we did not have all the tools. So it was much more of a struggle to get through. But the success was still there. The Beamer was still the Beamer, and it was doing its beautiful magic for people. And it just continued to grow. And during this time, I've had amazing opportunities of meeting wonderful people like you, Belinda, and you, Geraldine, and everybody in this Beamer family. And after working other businesses, Beamer is so different because we are a family and we take care of each other and we can learn from each other. And everybody brings a wealth of knowledge to the table to help in so many different areas. Everybody has their own special area to go into. Some have been in medicine. Others have been in hard labor items. There's just so many, such a vast variety. And then when you start to build teams, you can call upon all those different experiences to help better yourself, even if somebody that's good in computers or whatever the case may be, and you can apply that to your team, and it makes you all stronger. So now here I am, I'm team manager, and I'm continuing to grow, and I wanted to be able to pay things forward. And I know as being on Blog Talk here, nobody gets paid. This is all volunteer. And it's my way of giving back of what the Beamer family has given to me. And so I am truly blessed and honored to be here to help you guys out.
Awesome. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate having you step in and looking forward to it. You know, different voices. We got other section of the country, too. So that's good, right? Because you hear different news in different areas of the country. And so thank you so very, very much for joining the team.
Yes. Thank you so much, Greg. We really do appreciate you. You're going to bring so much value to this show. And we're grateful that you wanted to do this. And when we talked, you said, you know, it's like a rite of passage. There's just some of us who, there's certain milestones we want to achieve and give to Beamer, to support Beamer, because we are the family of Beamer. And it is all of us in the field who are helping each other tremendously. And one of those, you know, it's great if you can hit to management, because that means you've helped a lot of people and you're leading an organization, and that helps with their mission of getting a Beamer in every home. And then maybe you want to be an academy director. Maybe you really enjoy training, and that's a gift that you have. Not all want to do that. But anyway, there's some of us, you know, maybe you want to go to the Liechtenstein Academy. There's certain things we all wanted to do, like a bucket list. And one of them is also is to really have the honor of hosting this radio show. And so we're grateful that you're with us, and appreciate that you're going to bring so much value to the show. So next is not door number two, because thanks to Greg now, I'm not calling anybody number two. So what we're going to say is we have a second door number one, and we are now going to introduce who's behind second door number one, and it is none other than the fabulous Miss Peg Casey. Peg, are you there?
I need
your line. There
I
you
did.
Are.
I
there
am.
She is.
Yes.
Hello, Peg. Welcome.
Hello,
and
hello.
We're excited to have you as one of more to help host the show on Tuesdays. Tell us a little bit about you. Of course, I've met you through Beamer, and I know that you and Mark Gilowitz have a wonderful microcirculation institute, but you yourself, you're an athlete. And tell us a little bit more about you and maybe why you wanted to help support the show.
Absolutely, yes. I grew up in a very health-conscious family. My brothers went on swimming scholarships to college. I went on a diving scholarship, always been interested in health, did triathlons. My business was a publishing business, which I had for 21 years, which I absolutely loved. And Mark Gilowitz came along and was so excited about the Beamer over the top. He Beamered my entire family, which I now realize is such a good strategy. Get everybody together all at once. Somebody's going to have a great experience, which is exactly what happened. And I'm the kind of person where I tried it once. I had some relief, and I watched a 35-minute science video and signed up. And then I went at the record-breaking pace of about one Beamer every couple of months. And but then 2 years ago, so I've had my Beamer for 4 years, 2 years ago, I just woke up one morning and decided to sell my publishing business and decided to do Beamer full-time. And I think it's we all have those stories where we help somebody that has such an impact on them, that it has such an impact on us. And it's personal, and it's so rewarding, and you're very involved in the lives. And I just went, that's what I want to do. Within a month, I sold my business. Half a year later, so we've had our Microcirculation Institute for about a year and a half now up in Charlotte. And we've been able to help so many people. And this is so exciting right now, this 144 until the end of the month, signing up new distributors. our team that normally does about 4 or 5 sales a month, as of this morning did 18 sales, probably will do 25 sales this month. And it's not just sales, it's people and families that we're helping with everything that we do. And these people have come from all over. We had one from Denmark. Leslie had updated her LinkedIn profile, and turns out she had a relative in Denmark who bought a horse beamer. Just out of the woodwork, all of these sales, people who have not been involved, put in a couple of sales, people who are working on sales, but they're not quite there yet, would maybe like order a B-pad, because to me that says, yep, you're really going to optimize the beamer and the beamer go. It's just been just absolutely amazing. Such a fun group of people. Everybody's excited. We're looking forward to just a fantastic month, a fantastic year, and the company has just been fabulous. And so, yes, I'm happy to host. I'm looking forward to it. I love hearing everyone's stories. It just helps build the belief. And just like Greg said, on my team, same thing, from an 85-year-old neighbor to a neurologist to a massage therapist, just all across the board, the people that are attracted and interested and going for it. So thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you again, just like with Greg, it really is a very big deal to have you here, because you have vested, invested, given, worked with so many, you have hosted, you have been to, I couldn't even account how many Academy you've attended, and that you've showed up at, and that you volunteered, and that you've helped. And you often host people there, you and Mark, at your center there in Charlotte, and you always pack the room out. And so we're very excited. You bring so much wisdom, Peg, and so much love and so much caring for community. So it's just going to be wonderful to continue having you on the air as well to support this cause and this love for Beamer. So thank you again, and just stick around. We'll maybe have you back on for some final words, and if you want to mute in the meantime, that'll be great. I'll just leave your mic open, if that's okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. Geraldine, all righty. So we have a third one, but it's a third door number one. And I'm looking for their number, and I'm scrolling through those that are in the queue, and I'm trying to find that number. Give me 1 second, because we have a lot of people here, and I have it here. At, whoops, I just moved up,
Kevin,
muted the wrong
one.
Line.
Kevin,
so let me.
Kevin put one on the phone.
He has.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't want to call his name. I'm getting ready to unmute right now. Sorry, it just moved on me, because you know how the caller lines keep moving as more and more people come in, and it just keeps scrolling. So by the time I clicked, it clicked on a random number, and they probably would have like, no, I wasn't trying to get on the air. But yes, we have them here, and behind door number one for the third time is Mr. Mike Malley. Mike Malley, welcome to the show. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself and why you're going to support them and be one of our great co-hosts.
Well, thank you, Belinda. I've had the pleasure of having you in many, 3 or 4 different academies. You always do a wonderful job with your unselfish and wonderful nature, and I've always enjoyed you there. Geraldine, I haven't met you, but I was also an athlete earlier, played tennis in high school and college, and I'm also a lefty, so I understand what you're talking about. But I've been with Beamer over 3 years, and I'll just say that I was personally sponsored by Rick Roundtree, so that says a lot, and I've been blessed that way. Came from a business background, just celebrating my 3rd year and looking forward greatly to helping on the call. Testimonies are so important and so big a part of what we do with Beamer and helping people. So it's going to be a great thing. I enjoyed what Greg said. Peg is a wonderful friend, and she'll do a wonderful job. So thank you for having me, and I look forward to continuing here. I'm a team manager in Georgia, and we're doing such good things in Georgia. So I look forward to being on with all of you.
Absolutely, and we're excited you all are here. And, Mike, if you'll stick around, just mute your phone, and we'll get back with you at the end if there's any final words. So, Geralyn, we have a wonderful panel now for Tuesdays because we know that it's important that we bring new voices and new perceptions and new ideas and new testimonials. And that's why everybody who's in the queue, thank you so much. I see a lot of folks in Pressed One. And we're going to try to get to every one of you in these last 24 minutes that we have. So I'm going to, I'd like to first open up a line for a lady that has truly blessed me each time that I have seen her and at the academies. And in fact, she gave me a beautiful gift that I have with me here at the beach. I wear it. I love it. And it is such a wonderful symbol of what Beamer has done. And I don't go into it because it's a third-party story. But let me just say, Sharon, I am so grateful for you, and we all are. And tell everybody a little bit about you. We've got a lot of callers. But, you know, give us a very short but quick update on how is everything in Sharon's world today.
Oh, thank you so much, Belinda. I feel honored you remembered me. I might have to remind you who I was.
You're not forgettable. You're always memorable, trust
me. Thank you. I'm humbled by that. Thank you. I'm continuing to improve, well-being-wise. My doctors are amazed, and that's a fabulous thing. I don't want to go into a lot of detail. That would take too long. What I want to share about is what's been happening like over the last 4 months, even while we've been in quote-unquote lockdown, right, shutdown. I kind of went to sleep there for a minute. You know, I was kind of like, well, I'll just take a break, right? And I'm sure I'm not alone with that mentality. But I've been getting busy because here's the thing. My Beamer business is the access to people's lives that I use for my ministry. Okay, it is such a blessing to have a product that truly transforms people's lives physically and financially, but it gives me an opportunity as a Christian to be in a space where people really open up about some things that are very vulnerable, you know, their health. I mean, all that is very vulnerable stuff that people open up about, and it creates a really profound bond in the world. And I think that works in our favor as Beamer as a business, that we're all interconnected as family. But for me, it's about sharing my faith with one individual at a time and the impact that that makes. And Beamer, I was praying for the vehicle for that because I owned a business for 30 years and through a car accident, I was disabled and unable to continue operating it. So I no longer function as the CEO and owner of that company. And, you know, I'm praying for what to do. I was completely disabled. And it's like, how in the world am I going to be useful? Well, I have found it, okay? I have found my calling. It came through Peg Casey coming to my house, into my bedroom, and introducing me to the Beamer and my life, my body, my family, my friends. Have never been the same. So real quick, would you like me to share what I've been doing, like, to wake up from my slumber at the beginning of this pandemic? Would that be useful?
Sure. We have a lot of callers to get to, and each one
okay.
might take a bit. But if you can summarize that pretty short, quick, I think people want to hear. I think it could be very valuable.
Okay, great. Okay, so we've all probably made a list of people that we thought about, right? I happen to have done mine by classification of relationship, like family members on one page and friends on another and business associates down one and relatives, you know, that kind of thing. So I dusted off my book, I'm embarrassed to say, and started looking through that list. And with this $144 deal, guys, they don't even have to buy a Beamer to get started. It's $144. Anybody can practically wrestle that up. And if they can't and they're committed, well, then I'll kick it up somewhere, okay? It's an incredible opportunity to help people find a new future in the middle of all this uncertainty. It's an extraordinary gift we can offer right now. So look back over all your leads, dig the business cards out of the bottom lining of your pockets and purses, and let's reach out to these people. God will bring them to you. And with that, I'm signing off.
All right. And that is so true. A lot of us did say, you know, we're just going to be patient and let go and let this all be as it should. And it absolutely did work out. And many of us did what you did as we started going back and going through things and recognizing folks that we want to reach back out to, because we have such an impactful product in so many ways, even though, of course, sitting on it one time on the B-pad or, you know, wrapping it one time, it may not be impact in that moment of what they're seeking, but it definitely starts to open the door of giving them that comfort that they're looking for, that desired thing that they've been missing, not to mention the financial. And then, as we know, a lot of people are hurting in that area too. So we really have a gift here. And thank you, Sharon, for offering that to us. I really appreciate you today. So next we're going to open up a few more lines. We're going to go to, because we have quite a few, so if we can keep this down to short and sweet so we get to everybody, we'll do that. Next we have caller 717-717-451. 717, welcome. And if you have yourself muted on your phone, please unmute, but you're now live on the air, and that's caller 717-451. Could be just an accidental hit of one if you're, I don't hear anybody, so I can always come back to you. So next we have 910-528, 910-528. Welcome to the show today.
Hello, everyone. Jane here in Lexington, Kentucky. I've got a question Greg. Hi. Good to be with you all today, really. I'm going to skip my testimony because of time. So I'd like to ask Greg in particular this. Is he still on?
Yep, we're here.
Well, he is. Hi. And, again, we want to keep this, you know, kind of short and sweet. A lot of callers. Greg's simply being introduced as a co-host,
okay.
So I don't want to kind of put Greg on the spot today. But let's see what you got. Want to hear it.
I'd like to ask this question about intensities, let's just keep it in intent. Anyway, some of us that were athletes in most of our life, I was until about 68 when I stopped riding, but anyway, we don't feel a lot. Even though it's working, it has done marvelous things. The Beamer is extraordinary. I've put Beamer on people, and the husband is a cyclist. He's 78 with multiple medals, and he just recently had gone to Albuquerque from here. And do you know that he went to sleep on intensity 8? I mean, there he was with his head nodding, and he still doesn't feel anything, even though he has had results that have impressed him. My question is this. Athletes, do you normally use the higher levels morning and evening, 7, 8, 9, 10? Do you go down way low in the evenings? Do you understand my question? I hope you do.
Yes. Are you guys able to hear me?
Yes, please. Particularly in the cyclist thing. You guys.
Hey, Greg, I just want to say one thing. We are not allowed to give a protocol.
Right. No,
right.
I totally understand.
Okay, I just want to make sure that you know that. Like, we are not allowed to say what athletes or anybody uses because every body is different. So what I use, it makes no difference if I'm on a 1 or a 6. No difference. 0. So you have to understand that we really can't be giving that stuff. So, Greg, you can add to that, but just don't give any numbers or anything like that.
Well, never mind then. Go to the next person.
Okay. Yeah, no, we can't do that because we're not doctors. And every athlete's different because we don't know what's going on in their bodies. We don't know what they eat, what they drink. I mean,
but the Beamer manual specifies that.
Yeah, just 1 through 7 or whatever. Yeah. But
using the basic plan, just continue to use your basic plan. And also remember from our trainings, that 1 through 6 works on that parasympathetic, and 7 through 10 is going to work on that sympathetic. And just continue to use the basic plan, and then get with like your team managers or up and personally talk with them, and they should be able to help direct you in the right direction, because everybody is different. That's the thing, is what one person might not feel anything on one, I have other people that do. So you really got to tone it to the individual themselves. And that's why it's so important when you're working with your customers and or downline, is to stay in contact with them and help guide them through this whole process, because everybody is different. And we want to personalize it to each and every individual.
Perfect. Thank you, Greg. And what we're doing is, given the time frame, and Greg, thank you so much. That was exactly the right answer. So what we'll do is if you have a question like that, just for so many people on the line, and I was getting some feedback, so some noise. So, Jane, I hope it's okay. I muted out some folks so that you could hear the answer. And, Greg, that was perfect. And you do have experience in that area, and so does Geraldine, and so do a lot of people. And I have found that answer is going to be the same, is each body is different. And go back to some of the training that we've had, and each person will figure that out. And Greg, any other final thoughts on that for athletes? I know you answered it beautifully, but I'll just toss it back to you one more time.
Yeah, once again, it's just really working with each individual. And remember that Beamer is just one single tool to help with so many other modalities. So your hydration, your nutrition intake, monitoring your rest, working with the client one-on-one, and going back to the basics of what the Beamer does, and then also look at all the different training material that Beamer is in process of developing right now, and bring yourself up to speed on that, and then just incorporate all of that, and once again, get with your uplines and work with them, and they'll help to also be able to guide you through.
Wonderful. Why you're on the air with us as a fabulous new co-host, because you have exactly explained this the way that we also need to share this as we go out as distributors. So thank you so much. And now we have another door, number one, except for this gentleman already is one of our fabulous hosts and co-hosts for the Wednesday show. Welcome, David Olson. So glad to hear from you today, my friend.
Hi, everybody. Greg, welcome to the team. It's awesome. Can you hear me okay, Belinda?
Yep, I can hear you.
Happy Tuesday. If Jane wants to call me, she can email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com, and get my cell phone number, and she can call me, and I can tell her what I'm doing personally, just one-on-one, without citing any kind of protocol. I'm happy to share that with her. But I did want to just say, next Tuesday, we have a fun testimonial Tuesday with Cody Lind and Brittany Peterson. I missed the beginning of the call, and I don't know if you announced this, Belinda, but for the athletes, it's going to be a really great Tuesday to tune in on. We're going to interview them about their 310-mile run from Brittany's hometown of Minnesota on the Superior Trail to the border of Canada. They blew away the fastest known time by about 21 hours. They used a Go set, and it's just a really great story about the journey, the adversity, the Beamer, and for a couple really young people that are having a great experience with Beamer. I just want to get people to tune in on it. And lastly, on Saturday, I did a 7-hour mountain bike ride for the solstice, a big ride for a guy my age. And by Monday, because of that darn Beamer, I tell you, it's like I didn't even do it. We're so blessed. And that's it for today. Happy Tuesday.
Awesome. I love it when you call in. And, yes, we're going to announce that just at the end of the show, but I'm so glad that you brought it up. That way it gets out there in case somebody drops off and they can hear it earlier in the show. So thank you so much, David, for bringing that up. And we look forward to hearing you on your calls on Wednesdays, and thank you for all that you do. You're another one of us who, like all of us who are out here every day adding something of value to continue with the mission of getting a Beamer in every home. And it is amazing the things we can do individually and go, gosh, I almost feel guilty at not everybody has a Beamer. And I don't always want to give my own Beamer away to use, but I certainly will bring it to them and show them the value of having their own. So thank you so much for calling in today, and we appreciate it. And just to kind of go back and toss it back to you, Geraldine, give me some more thoughts about so far what you think about today's show, anything more you want to add. And we've got a few more callers, and if you have not pressed one, please do. We really do want to hear from you, because this has been an exciting week, and maybe a few of us, those who are still on the line, because some of the callers that were had pressed one, looks like they have either unmuted themselves or, taken off the one. But please press one to get back in if that was an error. And yep, there you go, the board's lighting up again. But I'm going to toss it back over to you, Geraldine, and tell me a little bit more about what's been going on in your world. And then, Greg, we want to hear from you, and Peg and Mike as well. What have you seen in the last week since last Tuesday?
Well, you know, they just made the announcement that, of course, the process got over to Customs, and I don't know if they've cleared yet. I'm not sure on that, so hopefully in the next few days they will get over to the warehouse and they'll start to be processed. We had a record number of sales for the past week, basically, so that's good. So now we're going to get everything back in gear. It's going to take a while to play catch up, but we know that those first 1,000 units are over here, and they're going to be processed and ready to go. So that's exciting, and that's pretty much all I have to say on that. I don't know if there's any other announcements. We did get a newsletter, so you can look at that for sure, in everybody's email.
Sounds great. Mike Malley, how about you? Tell us just a little bit, because I know I was quite shocked when I went into my back office and I just looked at the processing orders, and I was like, wow, like what a fabulous day. We had well over 1,000 orders in one day, and looking like we're going to be at 2,000 for June. So, Mike, a little bit of information on what you're seeing out there as well.
Belinda, you're absolutely right. It's so exciting to see all the people that have stayed with Beamer, that are moving forward, that are helping people, and you know, it's been said by everyone on this call, but we're just blessed to be helping people and be able to work in this business and have our own Beamers. So I think the rest of this year is going to be record setting, and I'm just so blessed to be on this group with this group. Thank you.
Absolutely, and thanks for that input. I'm going to now open the line for 540-320. Welcome to the call, and share some good 90-second testimonial, or what do you have to share with us today?
Hey, Belinda. Hey, Geraldine. This is Marlise Vaughn from Virginia. How are y'all?
Yay! Marlise Vaughn. Yay!
Oh,
so excited to have
so
you. Everybody who doesn't know Dr. Marlise, she's a holistic veterinarian and very important as an advisory board member on our horse advisory board or equine group. So, yes, so happy to hear from you today.
Thank you so much. That's too much honor for me. Thank you for the applause. But I just wanted to call in because I just felt the excitement of today's show and want to thank you all for doing it. And I was laughing so much because, Belinda, you know, we see these memories come by on Facebook from what we did like 2-3 years ago. And we saw these memories come by from when we went to Liechtenstein the first time, Belinda, I think Geraldine was there too, Danielle Ramber, and some of the other hosts of Block Talk, and a lot of newbies and existing leaders were there, and the memories came by that we saw the cows with the bells and, you know, this amazing landscape in the Liechtenstein Alps when we were there at the International Academy. And, you know, that week of the International Academy in June 2017 was so amazing. And a lot of new leaders were born there, and we learned, you know, from the masters. We were there with the Gleim family and doing all these great things. And so when you see these memories come by and you know that you're still there and you're still in the game, and especially in these crazy times and after 17 weeks of no beamers available for the humans, it just goes to show for the sustainability of the Beamer family and what it has brought to our lives. And that's just my testimonial, that I'm so grateful every day that we can share this with others. And we ourselves, Fabio, my husband, and I, who you all know well too, we share the Beamer every day, you know, from our heart, and we're welcoming new team members, and, you know, they're mixing in with the people who have been there for a while. And like Greg was saying, they come from all walks of life, you know, doctors and hardcore skilled workers and, you know, everything in between. And it's just so great. And yeah, it's just, you know, we're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. We're just continuing to share the Beamer. And, you know, so grateful for all of you out there leading the show, so, you know, we can all share together. So thank you for that. Really excited to keep on going with sharing the Beamer.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in and mentioned that, because they were rolling up on my timeline as well. I flashed back to 2017, one of the first American groups of about 40 plus or minus went over in 2016. I heard how fabulous that was. I'd always wanted to go to that region. Here you go. It was queued up for me, and I said, I'm going. And I went, and it was life-changing. I met some of my favorite people to this day, including Marlise and Fabio and Danielle and Jerry Gallegos and all of the crew. I met everybody who is an academy director or leader, because when we committed that we wanted to go to Liechtenstein, ironically, you look at who ended up really bringing the United States into the forefront with Beamer, and it was a lot of us who were there. And so obviously we have close connections and friendships, and I have to tell this quick story. But I was when we went into remember one of the Valdez or one of the cities we went into, I forget, because they roll out the red carpet. But there was a priest and on the cobblestone streets, and I just he was very friendly, and we started talking, and he was from Gaffney, South Carolina. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's a priest in Liechtenstein, and he was working in Liechtenstein, and he's from Gaffney, South Carolina, which is the home of the peaches, is where our peach crop comes from in South Carolina, and it's also about 30 minutes from where I also live in Greenville. So you never know who you're going to meet worldwide traveling, and I know we all met with Beamer there, and we'll never forget it. If you ever have an opportunity, if we have ever again Liechtenstein Academies, whenever they might be years from now or tomorrow or next year, I don't care when, do everything you can, right, guys, to get to that Liechtenstein Academy. It is life-changing, and you'll absolutely love it. So thank you, Marlise, for calling in and reminding us of that wonderful memory. Well, guys, we've had a really good show. We're down to just a minute, and all of the new co-host, if you want to unmute and add any other final thoughts, and we'll sign off the show within the next, say, 45 seconds. Tossing it over to everybody. Hop on.
This is Peg. This is Peg, looking forward to an amazing year with Beamer, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Peg. Greg?
Yeah, this is Greg, and I just want to thank everybody for the warm welcome, and I will bring all the energy and excitement and knowledge that I can to the table. We'll all pool it all together, and it's going to make us all that much better distributors, and we are going to be able to change that many more lives out there as we continue to spread this amazing device to everybody. So thank you so much for welcoming me.
That's right. We're
Belinda,
down now to a hard cutoff. Yep, Mike.
This is Mike. I want to thank you for welcoming me, and I look forward to the journey. So look forward to hearing everybody's testimonies, because that's what this is about.
That's right. And Geraldine, back to you. Final words.
Stay tuned for tomorrow's Whatever Wednesday, and And we'll see. I'm not sure what the show is about, but for sure, everyone, thank you so very, very much for joining on the team here. And we look forward to all your energy and excitement. So for everyone, have a wonderful day.
Absolutely. And my final words are to all of our participants, our distributors, and those who called in to the show today. We appreciate you, and we'll see you on the air next time. Have a blessed day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.